This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And we're going to check on the Tyee Ridge complex of fires. Marcus Kaufman, the lead public information officer for the fire incident out in Umpqua this morning. Marcus, thanks for being on with us.
Oh, glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So talk about how things are looking out there. I know yesterday was a very busy day.
Yeah, we've had some pretty active fire growth on the complex of fires that make up the Tyee Ridge complex. I think a lot of the communities in the listening area saw the smoke, saw the column that the fire was punching up. And we've had pretty dry weather, not particularly hot, but dry, and dry fuels and steep terrain. So overnight, the fire grew to almost 4,900 acres. Not really standing up and running on us, but just chunking along, burning very actively. Containment sits at 5% for the fire. We've got a lot of resources in. You know, we were the number one fire in the nation yesterday, and we're still a top priority. So personnel is up to 1,093. And we have a full complement of aircraft, 17 helicopters. And then you'll recall from yesterday, we were also flying fixed-wing aircraft. A couple of our very large air tankers came over from Medford to assist.
So that was a lot of growth yesterday. Do you anticipate that level of growth today?
It's going to be another active fire day. That we probably won't see the same numbers because we've had a lag in the infrared mapping. So the last couple of nights, we weren't able to fly any aircraft due to either cloud cover or smoke. So, you know, we did get an infrared flight last night. So it, you know, the fire had been growing pretty steadily for the last couple of days. So that number kind of jumped up more dramatically. We will see continued active fire growth today, so folks should expect that the perimeter number to go up tomorrow.
On Thursday as well, we're looking at least a couple of days with about a 50% chance of rain, at least here in Roseburg. What may that do to help you out there in that area?
Well, the weather's kind of a double-edged sword for the firefighting effort. First and foremost, it's going to moderate fire behavior. So that'll tamp things down a little bit, and we're prepared for that. We have been seeing a pretty extended burning period well into the evenings and early morning hours. And we had active burning until 2:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. So when this weather system comes in, that burn period is going to shorten, right? It's going to burn, you know, for a shorter period of time because it's just going to be cooler and moister. So that's good. That's going to moderate fire behavior. But it also makes it more uncomfortable for the firefighters. The roads can get slick. So those things kind of make just life on the fire line just a bit more difficult for everyone.
And I know there are a lot of areas in this fire that getting around is definitely an issue.
Yeah, access has been one of our challenges. You know, we have some steep canyon country with limited access, some old growth areas particularly on the BLM land. So we've had to be very strategic about where we put our firefighters, and we've been making use of roads and ridges as a part of our suppression strategy. Because it's just simply not safe to get firefighters deep down into a hole where we can't get them back out again in case the fire gets really active. So that the steep challenge, steep terrain with lack of access has been a persistent challenge.
And up to around 1,100 personnel, I mean, that's like putting a small town together in just a couple of days' time. Talk about the logistics that keep all of that going.
Yeah, so we provide everything that we can for our firefighters. So we have a full kitchen, we have laundry facilities, we have, of course, all of the communication towers to provide for them. We've got a briefing area where we can provide the operational intelligence to the firefighters. Yeah, so our logistics team is doing a great job of setting up this small city and keep making sure the firefighters have everything they need to be successful in fighting this effort.
So a lot goes into that, and I know even as some of the crews are on a break periodically, someone on our staff ran into some of the fire leadership, I think it was yesterday, ordering 250 burritos somewhere. And it's just amazing to think about all these folks that have come into the area. Now, beyond Oregon, are you aware of what other states we've got crews in from?
Oh, yeah. We're bringing in resources from all over the country. So just within the state, you know, we've got structural task forces from our partners with the Office of the State Fire Marshal that have come from, you know, counties all across the state as we have the governor's, you know, conflagration declaration. But then on the wildland side, we've got resources that are coming from all over the West. I saw crews from Oregon, Washington. I saw an engine task force from Salt Lake. I saw one, I heard on our, one of our meetings that we've got an engine task force coming in from New Mexico. We've got hot shots out of Wyoming. So we've got people from all over the West. Yeah, the firefighting community just responds to wherever the need is.
And talk about shifting. Our crews, do they work 12-hour shifts? How does that work? Or maybe it varies.
Well, we run a 24/7 operation. So we run both a day shift and a night shift. And the reason for that is that, you know, from a firefighting perspective, the fire behavior is obviously moderated at night. So, you know, we bring in the heavy equipment and prep the roads and the ridges during the day, and then do a lot of kind of the burning where we're putting what we call tactical firing operations on at night, and then try to hold those areas during the day. So, you know, folks are on for a 12-hour shift, and then we do shift change at 6 p.m., and night shift goes back out, works till 4 or 5, and they come off, and then day shift comes on again at 6 in the morning.
Now, Marcus Kaufman with us out at the fire camp. Anything else you want to let listeners know around the Umpqua Valley?
Well, the community has been, you know, very generous in their support of the fire teams, and we were very appreciative of the opportunity to tell about 120 folks personally about the fire at our public meeting the other night, and another 400 who listened online, and folks are just very appreciative of the support, and the firefighting community and those here on the Tyee Ridge Complex really appreciate the support and enthusiasm from the local community while they're, you know, suffering through this wildfire.
All right, Marcus Kaufman out at the fire camp. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 8:40 at the morning report.